Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 election process.
The decision we make as a Unite Here Culinary Union Local 226, officially, we will not endorse any political candidate, but we committed to people vote, and we're going to really work hard to defeat Trump.
Gioconda Argueo-Klein is secretary-treasurer of the largest and most influential Nevada union, the Culinary Workers Union Local 226. It represents 60,000 workers, over half of them Latino, in Las Vegas and Reno. They announced that they won't be endorsing any candidate ahead of early voting in the Nevada Democratic caucuses. Early voting is new there this year, starting tomorrow through Tuesday. Democrats running for president are ramping up their pursuit of support from organized labor as well as voters of color. KPFK's Ernesto Arce reports regularly from Southern California and Nevada. He says the Culinary Workers Union is aware of the influence they have over Nevada Democratic politics.
The union leadership has said, well, we've decided that we're being so heavily courted. This is a nice thing for labor and for unions in the United States. There's actually no incentive for us to endorse any primary candidate right now.
Yesterday's announcement comes after reports of, quote, vicious attacks, unquote, on the culinary workers at Local 226, after it distributed a flyer criticizing Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders' Medicare for All proposal. Argueo-Klein says the union has fought hard for high-quality health care and wants it protected.
We have to have choices to protect our health care.
But Chuck Rocha, a senior Sanders advisor, begs to differ. He says they have strong support from rank-and-file culinary workers. And Nevada's largest teachers union, the Clark County Education Association, endorsed Sanders this week. With just weeks until Super Tuesday, March 3rd, candidates are splitting time between Nevada, South Carolina, and the other 14 states, including California, plus American Samoa and Democrats abroad. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren held a rally in Virginia last night.
The primaries have really started. We've heard from two states. We got 55 states and territories ready to go. You all are a Super Tuesday state, and that means the road to the White House runs right through Virginia.
Former New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg has focused on Super Tuesday since he entered the race. He's not even on the ballot in Nevada or South Carolina. He held a rally in Nashville, Tennessee this week.
I'm running a national campaign because that's what it's going to take to win this election.
Bloomberg spent millions of his own money and bought more advertisements than all the other Democratic candidates combined, according to the Center for Responsive Politics.
I got into this race 11 weeks ago because I was deeply concerned that Donald Trump was on track to win the election.
From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bulkey. Thanks to Diane Bernard from the Virginia News Connection for Warren's sound, and thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.